Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum 2 Executive Director Randy Palma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, April 22nd, 2013, More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. Tonight, I'm really excited that everyone will be hearing from the Manager of Legal Shield Member Services. I want to go to South Carolina to one of the top executive directors on the More Success Team, that he and his team are just blowing it up out on the recruiting trail all over North America, and that is Mr. Tony Barkley. Mr. Barkley, are you on?
That I am. Can you hear me clear, Mr. Moore?
I can, Mr. Barkley. What in the world is going on with you and your team? You guys are doing some phenomenal things.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you and, of course, Dad, Mr. Moore, and your son for, you know, again, your incredible support and leadership and quite frankly, just the opportunity to be on this call with all these other great leaders, part of the More Success Team. But, you know, Mr. Moore, we as a team, we're obviously still riding that excitement train out of that convention and potentially the breakout that your family put on. And you guys have sold us the dream on building a huge marketing team, not just in Savannah, but throughout the nation. So we have two really quick success stories we want to talk about really quickly. I know we have a great guest speaker tonight, so I'll be brief. But the very first person we want to talk about is Leonard Mansell, who's here in Savannah. And listen to this. In less than a week of coming back from that convention, he has five associates with memberships, and those folks obviously have been coming out to our PBRs, our individual PBRs. And he's just so excited about this business, and I think that's something we can learn from. He just talks to everybody using the new script, using the old script. Hey, if I ever be of assistance, give us a call. And so we want to salute him for what he's doing. And ironically, you're right, we are expanding throughout the different cities and states, taking this More Success formula on the road. And we were out in Miami this past weekend, myself, who, by the way, will be promoted at the end of this month to director. But at any rate, listen to this. Sheila Muckle, this young lady, Star Qualified Performance Club, all at her first PBR. She had 15 guests. In less than 2 weeks, she had another PBR with another...
All callers are unmuted.
She had so many people...
All callers are muted.
Can you hear me okay, Mr. Moore?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
All righty. So, listen, the bottom line is, here's somebody in Miami, Florida, less than 3 weeks, not only a total of 30 guests in 3 weeks at two different PBRs. She went to OKC, and Florida's a licensed state. And she has her license, and she's got 50% of her new associate's license, and she's attending group school this weekend. Listen, I know there's so many other success stories on this call with different executive directors. I just want you to know that we're riding this train of excitement, and we completely want to take this More Success family on the road, so at the next convention, we are representing in full with the More Success team. I appreciate the opportunity. Sir, I'll turn the call back over to you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Barkley. You're a true leader on the team, and we really do appreciate all the rising stars that you have and look forward for them being our guest speaker at some time in the near future. But to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a $500,000 ring earner, Platinum 4 Executive Director, now in his 29th year with Legal Shield. But before he gets on, I want to let everyone know that tomorrow is his birthday, and if you'd like to wish him a very happy birthday, send him an email at kenmoore@legalshield.com. But I just want to shout out to my dad. Dad, happy birthday, and welcome to the call, sir.
Well, thank you, Randy, and I do want everybody to know I will be 39 years old tomorrow. That may not be quite right, but it's such a good story, folks. I'm going to stick with it. You know, Randy, this next speaker, outstanding lady. I mean, absolutely outstanding. I hardly know where to start. I know she did work for Prepaid Legal Service in the 80s, and then she was recruited to the East Coast in 1988, but SMH Services, a director of IT operations. She's been employed by IBM until 93 as a customer engineer. After taking early retirement from IBM, she was employed by Defender as the manager of information technology until 98, and then she returned to Oklahoma in the prepaid legal service. She's been over our membership services department since 2001, and I'll say some more in a minute, but she has received the prestigious coveted Award for Excellence in 2008 from Mr. and Mrs. Stone Cypher. She's received lots of service and leadership awards throughout the years. And I could go on and on, Randy, but she's got such a very important job. She's the manager of Legal Shield Membership Services. Her name is Linda Brown. She oversees over 200 employees in the service division. And her team is on the front line with members every single day. She has 1.7 million incoming calls and approximately 200,000 emails each year. She's going to be speaking tonight on the IDT plan, relations with Kroll, and the new product management. I'm telling you, this is a lady, not only a beautiful lady in nature, but a very smart, intelligent lady, very efficient at her job, a good person to know, a good friend, my friend and your friend, Miss Linda Brown. Linda. Is she on the phone, Randy? Randy?
I haven't heard Miss Brown yet, Mr. Moore.
Wow. I don't have her number either, Randy. I usually do, but we reconfirmed. I can't imagine her not being on the call, but I tell you what, if you will take over, I'll hang up. I'll call someone else to see if I can get a hold of her, okay? Can you hear me, Randy?
Yes, I can, Mr. Moore. Do we have Ms. Bowden in speaker mode?
Yes, I'm here.
Ms. Bowden, I hate to put you on the spot, but while we try to track down Ms. Brown, can you fill in 1 second?
Well, you know, what's ironic about that is Sharon last week called me on the phone. She says, oh, well, you're the speaker next Monday night. And Ken came on the phone. He says, no, she's not. It's Linda Brown. So I said, that's fine. Well, I think there's a lot of excitement in the air now, Randy, after the conference. I mean, we just heard from Tony Barkley and everything that he's doing. And I think just from what we've been doing here with our team, I mean, people are very, very excited. And not only are they excited, but they're in motion, and people are actually, one thing that I've noticed is that people are coming in and they're more interested in recruiting than they've ever been. And I think that's the name of the game, you know, especially for those of you that are, you know, on the team and you know, are interested in building teams. You know, recruiting really is the name of the game. Of course, recruiting with memberships, but not only are they coming in, but they're interested in all areas of the business, or I guess in all facets of the wheel. People are going to, you know, small business training online. I've got two people that have actually gone online and done their small business training, and their application isn't even in the home office yet, because I guess you can do that, which I didn't even know you could do that, but I've had two people do that. Also had people that have registered on their own and for group schools in their area. They're learning how to get on that calendar. And for those of you that are on the line, if you're new, use that calendar, that national company calendar, so that not only can you see what's going on in your state every month, but you can also, let's say you're on the phone and say you're recruiting someone in a different state, you can pull up that calendar and you can be looking at events that are going on in their area. Like, we've recommended all kinds of Super Saturdays across the nation, you know, this past week, because we could pull up everybody, you know, the different calendars in the different states and tell them who's going to be there and where to, you know, where to go, you know, and who's the speaker going to be and all that. So, you know, so the activity that at least from my point of view, the activity that we're witnessing, it's just the best activity ever. I mean, I've had instances in my career, we've had massive recruiting that has gone on, but it's been more of the recruit type of recruiting. And though it yielded a lot of really good people, it seemed like we lost a lot of people along the way that, you know, bodies strewn all over the battlefield and you don't know who's doing what, when, or how. But it seems to be a lot more organized. It just seems to be that people are interested in the direction that the company's going in. We can feel confidently that the company's going in a very professional direction. So, you know, even if you're recruiting, you can feel proud that you're recruiting, you know, team members into a company where they can, you know, professionally move forward. They can learn how to do employee benefits if they want to. We've got a fabulous training system. You know, we've got fabulous trainers, you know, right here on the Moore team that we can recommend people go to. You know, we have, you know, people doing small business, which is really neat. Now, not everybody will want to do group, and not everybody will want to do small business, but they may recruit somebody that would like to do that. Maybe they have a family member that owns an insurance agency or is a broker, for example. You know, that would be, they have, even if they're not doing those areas of business, they can be bringing people in and they can be showing them on the calendar where the classes are going to be and sending them to the classes. So it's been very rewarding.
Excuse me, Linda, she will be calling in any second, okay?
Oh, that's fine. So anyhow, I just wanted to say that I hope everybody else is feeling or noticing that, gosh, we're just going in such a terrific direction, such a professional company, I guess, just like we've never seen before. So I guess I'm very proud to say that it's all happening in a very good way.
Well, Linda, I appreciate you helping out there where we're trying to get Ms. Brown on the call. And I would like to say it was great to see Alex on one of the videos that was introduced at the International Convention. I don't know if he knew he was going to be on that video or not, but it was great to see another Moore Success Team associate featured.
You know, Alex.
We both froze. We were sitting there, and I was sitting there going, I think that's you on the screen right now, isn't it? He goes, yeah, I think it is. I said, did you know? We didn't know anything about that. It was really funny. And then the person sitting directly in front of us, I think Chip Humphreys, which was really bizarre, showed up on another video. So I tapped him on the shoulder, and I go, it's really interesting that two of you, and there's not that many people in the videos, are like sitting like right, one right in front of the other. So it was really cool. We didn't know anything about that.
Well, he really did a good job, represented us well. So tell him we appreciate that. Great job.
Absolutely. Good representation of the Moore team.
Absolutely. Mr. Moore, did your guest get on?
Ms. Brown? She says she dialed straight through.
Well, while we're waiting on that, Mr. Peterman, did you get on? Okay, I guess Dave, he was trying to call in on the speaker line. He had a couple of words he was going to add, but I guess we'll wait just a few seconds for him. Do we still have Mr. Barkley on?
We must have lost the line, Randy.
Maybe open up all the lines, Randy?
Well, if I do that, it'll be hard. I can try that.
And just see if maybe, see if Linda's on the, if you open it all the way up, see if Linda's on the line. Is that Tony?
Yes, it is.
This is Linda Brown. Hey,
Moore,
Linda Brown. Hello?
Do we have Ms. Moore on? Who is it?
I'm right here, Randy. I think Ms. Brown just got on.
Okay, go ahead, Ms. Moore. I'm sorry.
Ms. Brown?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I want to apologize to everyone. I am so very, very sorry. I've had company all evening trying to take care of some things at home and just lost track of time. I do apologize.
Well, Linda, we're very happy to have you. And I did give you outstanding introduction, and I'll send you the bill for that tomorrow. Don't worry about it.
I appreciate it.
No, we really
appreciate it.
No, and we do understand, but I'll turn it to you now so our audience can hear what you have to say.
Awesome. Okay. Quickly, yeah, he told you that I'm over customer care. I wanted to make sure that all of you knew what customer care consisted of. We have several distinct areas in customer service. We have PPL member inbound, PPL member email, identity theft member inbound, identity theft member email, the IDT web support team is in that area, elite group services, attorney resolutions. We also handle customer gauge, all the new surveys that are going out to all of our members from the provider firms, our Legal Shield member inbound, which is our main lines, mass member outbound, and, of course, member conservation is all also answered in our area. And just to give you some quick totals, my focus tonight is, of course, is I want to talk to you a little bit about identity theft with the Oklahoma City Convention that we just had. Since we've got a new product, I wanted to talk about that a little bit, but before I go into that, I want to tell you quickly about some of the totals for my area for 2012, because I think you'll be impressed with some of the numbers, the volumes that we actually process in my area. We had we took over 1.5 million inbound prepaid legal member calls and identity theft member calls. And we also took to answer over 188,000 of the Legal Shield member and ID emails, which is big. We also took over 55,000 emergency access calls. That's for when you're arrested or detained by a law officer, those type of calls that come in. We made over 1.5 million outbound mass calls last year. And this is the big one here. We saved over 91,000 members last year. That's huge. Our conservation team did, and we paid out over $283,000 in save bonuses to our team. So we make a lot of saves for the associates, and it's showing, you know, in the numbers, the total numbers of memberships that we have because of the saves that we're making. Now let's talk identity theft. And like I said, if you were at the Oklahoma City Convention and you heard about our new identity theft product, and I wanted to quickly give you some stats on identity theft. I don't think people realize how many people are actually affected by identity theft. They think it won't happen to them. And quickly, I want to just give you some stats that I found just recently on identity theft in the United States. In 2011, there were over 8 million Americans that fell victim to identity theft. That was in 2011. Well, in 2012, that went up to 10 million Americans that became victims of identity theft, which totaled over $52 million in losses to them. And as of September of last year, later in the part of the year, there were 650,000 identity theft cases of tax fraud that were still unsolved by the IRS. So it's real, it's legitimate, it's out there. And it's not getting better, it's getting worse, actually, which makes it more even more critical to us. Our current product is a great product, the product that we sell, that we were marketing before the Oklahoma City Convention. It's a great product. And on that product, you get the Experian Credit Report, which includes a personal credit score analysis, the full credit monitoring for it from Experian, unlimited consultations with Crow, and also the full restoration if you ever became a victim of identity theft. Our new product is a great product, and there's some additional benefits on it. I just want to make sure that all of you are aware of this. The new product is an online product only. And I need to explain what that means, because I think there's some confusion in the field on what the online product only means. That means that when you go to log in, you have to have an online service. There will not be any more letters sent to our members letting them know that they have a fraud alert or anything like that, which is done, or the credit report sent in written format. It's an online product only. You have to log into their website, and it's an online system only. That does not mean that you can't send paper applications for the new products into the home office. That was some confusion some of the associates were thinking when we say online, that they had to go online to actually sign up for the product, and that's not the case. You can still send us a paper product out just like you did with the old product. It's under monitoring, which is big, and the credit report now will be handled through TransUnion on the new products. Not Experian any longer, it's now a TransUnion credit report. Tri-Bureau monitoring through all three bureaus, through Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. The new products that there are big catchers on this is like WebWatcher, for example. That's a daily monitoring of the unauthorized use of a social security number, and your credit cards, your bank information, your bank account, for other personal information on the Internet. That's where a lot of fraud occurs, is on the Internet in these chat rooms and stuff. They'll get somebody's credit card or their social security number, and they sell them on there. And so what this web watcher is going to be doing is daily monitoring all of it. Like, you put your social security number in and your credit card numbers in and your bank account numbers in and that sort of stuff. It monitors everything that you put in this file every day. It's looking on the Internet for the use of those numbers. So that Persona is another part that is a daily monitoring of names and addresses associated with your social security number. So if you lived in Florida and you had a social security number there, and it shows on that, and somebody wrote your social security number, and it's being used somewhere in California, it would show you exactly what city and town it was being used in, so you would know that you had an identity theft issue. Lost wallet assistance is something else that's added to it. If you contact Crow and tell them you've lost your wallet, they'll help you with canceling and replacing your credit cards, replacing temporary fraud alerts, et cetera, on your information so that you can have all that cleaned up. It walks you through every step of it and help you with all of it. The Social Security Skip Trace They search over 34 billion public records to detect potential fraud on your Social Security number.
Is in presentation mode. Your line is muted.
And if any of them's using your information, they'll be able to recognize that also and let you know. So it's a really good product. Let's talk quickly about some of the parts of it. We talked about unlimited consultations being part of the contract. That's part of the new product, too. It's basically the same with that you get. You get the credit report, you get the credit score on that, credit monitoring done through all three bureaus, unlimited consultations from Kroll, and, of course, full restoration through Kroll on the new products also. With unlimited consultations, it helps members assess the risk of the issues that they have. It also helps them take corrective steps to reduce the risk. They will – any questions that you might have, I'm going on vacation next week, and I need to know – if I can go, if I need to take traveler's checks or what I need to do to go on vacation, they'll help you with any type of questions that you have. Just call them and ask them about it. It also helps you to interpret and diagnose suspicious activity on your account or answer any questions that you have. I mean, regardless of the type of questions, that's what they're there for. They're just like our provider firms for Legal Shield. If you have a question, you can ask Kroll and they will help you with it. The restoration service part of it is huge. That's what sets us apart, basically, is the restoration. It's our biggest gold star in the marketplace for our company. We're the best of the best, and Kroll has over 30 years of experience in security and risk mitigation. They're the world's leading risk consulting company, and they're truly the men in black. I call them that everywhere I go. I've got a kind of a unique relationship with Kroll, and I talk to these guys every day, day in and day out. And they're a great group of people to work with. They're helpful. They'll bend over backwards for us. I've been, you know, we went to work for them. We went to work with them in 2003 when we first launched Identity Theft in 2003, in September of 2003. And honestly, in the 10 years that we've had a relationship with Kroll, I can tell you honestly, I can count the number of complaints I've had against Kroll on one hand. They just don't get them. Their investigators are second to none. They're incredible. They're incredible. And when they have a true situation, when somebody becomes a victim of identity theft, they go to bat for you like you can't even imagine. I mean, I seriously hear stories from our members that just blow my mind, the things that Kroll has done for them. But the restoration part of it is they confirm the identity theft, the fraud, for example, and make sure the identity of its nature and scope. So they're going to do some digging when they first find out that you may have an issue. They're going to go in and confirm that there's actually identity fraud, and they're going to tell you what the nature and scope of it is and how much involvement there is. They're going to dispute all fraudulent accounts. They're going to uncover additional instances of identity theft that you might not ever have known about, you know, because you've got to know how to dig into these databases to find some of it. They're going to work on your member's behalf until the identity theft issue is resolved completely and verifiably resolved by the member. They're going to get a dedicated investigator given to them. Like if you have an identity theft issue and you become a victim of fraud and you're working with Joe at Kroll, you're going to work with Joe at Kroll until the very end of the thing, until you confirm that the fraud is over with. You'll talk to Joe every time you call in because they wanted to, you know, get to be a dedicated investigator so that you don't ever have to go over anything that you've talked about before, which is big. They will confirm the identity theft event. They will organize the details. They will explain everything to you about what's going on, and they will identify the fraud and the nature of the fraud and try to get it, you know, do their very best to clear it up. And they don't give up. They just don't give up. If you are involved in a big fraud mess and it goes on for 4 years, it goes on for 4 years, and that's how long it takes them to clear it up. That's how long they work on it. It's just the way it is. They're going to educate the member about the process and the responsibility. They're going to help you with completing any paperwork that you have to do because you're going to have to file a police report and some other things, and they're going to help you and walk you through all of that. They're going to give you a full explanation of the fraud packet and what its contents are. And the one thing that people don't understand is, in order for them to be able to step up to the plate and do this for you, you have to complete a limited power of attorney. And it's specific to your fraud situation. And they will take it from you and be able to work on your behalf because they have a limited power of attorney on you to get it resolved. the hours and hours it takes for a member to get that cleaned up on their own is just unbelievable. And to have them working on it, you know, around the clock, you know, behind the scenes, it just, you know, you're paying for a great service and you should use it. I know sometimes people are a little apprehensive about giving Carl a limited power of attorney, but really and truly, it's the best thing for everyone. And they're going to give you a list of contact numbers. They're going to give you a consumer disclosure form so that you know exactly what's going on in your thing. They're going to do a full tri-merge credit report. They're going to pull all three credit reports from all three bureaus, and they're going to go in and look at the variables in each one of them to make sure that they're all saying the exact same thing. If they're not, they're going to go in and find out why there's something on one credit report that's not on another. They're going to notify the credit bureaus, financial institutions, creditors, collection agencies, utility companies, employers, IRS, any organization that they deem necessary to resolve your issue. And then when the investigator experience is done, they're going to maintain a detailed report of the member's case, including all the documentation and correspondence. They're going to keep that in their offices. They will continue the restoration service until the identity theft is complete, verifiably resolved and complete by you, the member. Usually it can take years, sometimes it's as quick as 120 days. It just depends on what it is and how bad it was. And then they're going to give you a summary report when the case is completed. It's like I said, I've been working with Pro, you know, one-on-one since we opened this product in 2003, and I can't say enough about the groups that they are. I call them Men in Black all the time because they're so reserved and so quiet and everything, but yet they're so good at their jobs. I can't say enough about the product. And I encourage you all, if you haven't looked at the product, the new product, to get out and look at it. You can go out on the web and research it. Or if you have questions, don't hesitate to call member services. We're there for you. We want to answer your questions and certainly want to help you in any way we can. Hours are 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, Central Time, of course. And if you have problems, if you have questions, don't hesitate to call us. And like I said, that's what we're there for. Can I answer any other questions for you, Mr. Moore?
Well, I tell you what, one or two of my people may have a question. Randy, you have some questions?
Well, I'm going to go back to Mr. David Peterman in Stillwater. David, did you have a question or comment? How about Mr. Tony Barkley in South Carolina? Are you still on, Tony?
How about now, Randy?
Okay, go ahead, Dave.
Well, my comment, Linda, we appreciate the information, that kind of thing. It just is overwhelming to me that we were already the leader in the marketplace without a doubt with the Identity Theft Shield product, and the new Identity Theft Premium is just absolutely incredible. I've talked to a couple of doctors in the last few days, and they didn't see a reason to have the Legal Shield plan because they knew all the attorneys, that kind of thing. But the Identity Theft Shield, they just thought was unbelievable. But it's opened their eyes also to see the value of the Legal Shield plan and the fact that we are so far ahead of everyone in the identity theft. So it's absolutely a phenomenal thing and all the tools. Linda, we appreciate what you're doing. And Randy, it's incredible the opportunity and where we're positioned right now.
Thank you, Mr. Peterman. How about you, Mr. Barkley?
Can you hear me, Mr. Moore?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Listen, you know, Ms. Brown and, of course, Ms. Bolden, you know, they just completely confirmed why we need to just go absolutely bonkers with recruiting people and getting this message out. You know, obviously people need this service, but I'm just listening to the support of the home office. I sometimes we just take it for granted what these folks at the home office do to give us a viable product or service to market. And to be quite frank, you know, Cole and Legal Shield and our attorneys do all the work. We just need to get serious about, getting this message out, getting paid for it. So, again, we appreciate the leadership from everybody at the home office and the leaders on the call.
Well, we appreciate that, Mr. Barkley. Ms. Brown, again, we want to thank you for being on. We know that you have a very busy schedule and you're doing this off hours, but thank you so much for being the special guest speaker on tonight's call. Great information. And I still feel like we've got the best products in the entire world, and we appreciate all that you do from the home office.
Well, I appreciate it. Like I said, I apologize again. I just got sidetracked. I had people here working on our, you know, I've got kids in high school, and that was where I was focused, sadly. I hate that I wasn't there on time. But we do have a great product. We have a great service. We have great support in the home office, and we want to help you guys succeed. We want to be there for you when you succeed. And like I said, call us anytime. That's what we're there for. We want to help you. And if you ever have questions or have problems, don't hesitate to call me personally. That's what I'm there for.
Well, we won't hesitate to do that again. Thank you very much. We appreciate your support and all that you do. Again, ladies and gentlemen, I want to wish Mr. Moore a very happy birthday. Tomorrow is his birthday. Wish him a well and happy birthday. Mr. Moore, I'll turn it back over to you to end the call.
Linda, I tell you what, I really do appreciate you being on tonight. I know you're so very, very busy, and I hate to infringe upon you, but I felt like it was so important that my team heard from you, and I don't think they realized exactly what all you did or what is going on, and I know it's always helpful to the field to get a better understanding of the home office. So we appreciate you. I appreciate your friendship, and thank you very much for being on the call, and God bless you.
My pleasure. You guys have a great evening.
Thank you, Linda. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our call, and Mr. Frank Acorn will be, and his wife Teresa will be on our Monday night call next Monday night. And with saying that, I just want to say to you, God first, family second, Legal Shield third, and yes, I will be a little older tomorrow, but I'm still young at heart. God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone.